It is August 3rd, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's newsletter. We also have videos from Options Discovery from The Spread. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. There is now a John Lothian News TikTok account, and the first video is from our MarketsWiki Education Shorts video series featuring talks from the world of opportunity that have been boiled down. The first video we posted is of Julie Winkler of CME Group talking about innovation in the futures industry, edited from a previous MarketsWiki Education World of Opportunity event in Chicago. Today, JLN's Alex Tang has an interview with Robert Whaley in Options Discovery. Whaley is Director of Financial Markets Research at Vanderbilt University and known for his work developing the VIX for CBOE. This is a long interview as there is a lot to talk about. Congratulations to Alex on the interview. There are more smiles around Eurex's offices these days as the July volume numbers showed total traded derivatives volume was up 16% compared to the same month last year, and interest rate derivatives showed the strongest growth, up 31% year-on-year. Total repo volumes increased 57% year-on-year, and the notional outstanding in long-dated OTC interest rate swaps was up 28%. In the latest edition of the SEC's Office Hours with Gary Gensler, the subject is, what did the Sarbanes-Oxley Act do? Cassandra Sear is starting a new position as head of international capital markets at NYSE. She was previously with Goldman Sachs for 23 years. Stephen Silver is starting a new position as Chief Marketing Officer at Velocity Clearing LLC. He was previously at Vision Financial Markets for 16 years and before that at Goldman Sachs. Nick Baker is leaving Bloomberg in Chicago and taking the role of Deputy Editor-in-Chief at CoinDesk. Trading Technologies is looking for a staff accountant. The position is in Chicago and involves all the breakfast cereal you can eat. Details are available in today's newsletter. The Options Insider interviewed Rick Tomczyk, who is now part of NinjaTrader after its acquisition of Tradavate. This podcast discusses the latest from NinjaTrader and Tradavate and the nano Bitcoin futures from Coinbase. There's a link for this in today's newsletter. Yesterday, I included a link to an interview with Terry Belton, which I thought was an edited version that was published. Instead, it was an unedited version that was somehow published to the internet that I found via Google. We have a technical term for this. Oops. Good luck to my friend Bhavan Joseph and the 20 Greenwood Project scholars who will be ringing the closing bell of the New York Stock Exchange today. It is a dream come true for Bhavan, tremendous exposure for his great program and for these talented young people. It is something they will never forget. I had to go all the way to Amsterdam to ring the closing bell of the then NYSE Euronext exchange there in 2011. Jessica Darmani, then Teitelbaum, is also pictured along with NYSE Euronext's Alan van Grijpstuyssen. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The Spread, Options Discovery, Episode 5. Complete interview, Bob Whaley, how price volatility impacts the value of options. In episode 5 of Options Discovery, Alex Tang discusses options volatility, beginning with the basics of what is volatility. He talks about how to calculate historical volatility with a set period of historical data using Excel or a spreadsheet calculator. He also explains the relationship between historical volatility and implied volatility and interviews Professor Bob Whaley, who is the Director of Financial Markets Research at Vanderbilt University. Whaley is also well known for his work on developing some of the most widely used volatility indexes, such as the Cboe VIX and the VXN. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a press release from the Greenwood Project. The Greenwood Project to ring closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange. Greenwood Project, a Chicago-based nonprofit organization supported by Citadel and Citadel Securities, provides high school students with critical skills and exposure to career opportunities in finance. The Greenwood Project announced today that it will ring the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange on August 3, 2022. Attendees will include Greenwood Project students, alumni, and staff alongside employees of Citadel and Citadel Securities. This year, Greenwood Project significantly expanded its Summer FinTech Institute, which serves students primarily from Chicago's South and West Sides with funding from Citadel and Citadel Securities. Nearly 500 Black and Latinx students in Chicago have benefited from the initiative since it launched in 2016, with five students in a pilot program. More than 75% of the program's alumni now work in finance. My comment, go get them, Greenwood Project. Push that button proudly. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Europe's Rhine River is on the brink of effectively closing. Water level at Kaub, Germany, has dropped to lowest since 2018. Coal shipments have already been affected, says ENBW. Water levels on the Rhine River are set to fall perilously close to the point at which it would effectively close, putting the trade of huge quantities of goods at risk as the continent seeks to stave off an economic crisis. The river at Kaub, Germany, a key waypoint for the shipment of commodities, is set to drop to 47 centimeters, 18.5 inches, by the weekend. That would take it to within 7 centimeters of being all but impassable. My comment, just think, on the positive side, it could be a whole new highway system for cars and trucks. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Traders are big fans of the G in ESG. Governance ranks above all, a Bloomberg survey shows, since avoiding regulatory scrutiny is their top priority. There's been much debate about which letter matters most to investors in the abbreviation ESG. Numerous surveys have been done on the topic, with many concluding that the E for environmental carries the most weight. Others suggest that trying to evaluate companies based on their combined environmental, social, and governance credential leads nowhere because the terms are incongruous and should be assessed separately. Despite the various viewpoints, ESG has grown into an estimated $35 trillion business with a plethora of investment products and a growing consensus that many, if not most, of them do little, if anything, but pay lip service to ESG. With so much money to be made, asset managers everywhere are devoting more resources to building out their sustainable investing teams as more funds gravitate to the industry. My comment, we are working on a major ESG project, and one of the things we are doing is asking people to define their E, S, and G. If you're interested in defining one of these and talking about what it means to you and your business and are willing to be part of a video, reach out to me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Here's a story from CNN. The sweetest job opening ever. $78,000 a year to taste candy while sitting on your couch. A Canadian candy company is offering a very sweet gig. Candy Funhouse, an online retailer of confectionery treats from chocolate bars to gummies and licorice, is hiring for a $78,000 a year, that's $100,000 Canadian dollars, work from home job as its chief candy officer. Duties include leading candy board meetings, being the head taste tester, and all things fun. My comment, job requirement, high body metabolism. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was SEC charges 11 in massive crypto Ponzi scheme about the fraudulent pyramid scheme known as Forsage from the Financial Times. Second was they quit Goldman's star trading team, then the bank raised alarms from Bloomberg Wealth. Third was a legendary option trader who banked 70 consecutive months of profits above six figures shares his top four tips about Tony Saliba from Business Insider. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from Bloomberg. The end of snow threatens to upend 76 million American lives. Disappearing snowpack is accelerating the historic drought across western U.S., and so far government responses haven't matched the scale of the problem. The western U.S. is an empire built on snow, and that snow is vanishing. Since most of the region gets little rain in the summer, even in good years, its bustling cities and bountiful farms all hinge on fall and winter snow settling in the mountains before slowly melting into rivers and reservoirs. That snow melt, often traveling hundreds of miles from mountaintop to tap, sustains the booming desert communities of Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Salt Lake, even coastal Los Angeles and San Francisco. A civilization of more than 76 million people, home to Silicon Valley and Hollywood alike, relies on snow. Here's a story from the FT. Investors grow frustrated with hedge funds after historic losses. Industry is on track to post one of its worst years on record as long-short players struggle. Hedge funds are heading for one of their worst years of performance on record, leaving investors frustrated with how many managers have failed to offset sharp falls in equity and bond markets. Funds were down 5.6% on average in the first 6 months of 2022, according to HFR. While a narrower HFR daily index performance shows them clawing back around 0.5% last month, the industry is nevertheless on track for its second worst year of return since 1990, when the data provider's records began, beaten only by steep losses during the 2008 global financial crisis. And then finally, here's a story from The Trade. Trading technologies to offer clients access to nifty equity derivatives. The trading software provider will utilize the Connect, a joint initiative between Singapore Exchange and National Stock Exchange of India, to allow clients to take positions on India's equity markets. Trading Technologies has begun offering clients access to nifty equity derivatives through NSE-IFSC-SGX Connect, the Connect, a new joint initiative between Singapore Exchange, SGX Group, and National Stock Exchange of India, NSE. Launched on the 29th of July, the Connect allows international and domestic participants to take positions on indices equity markets through futures based on the Nifty 50. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.